Welcome to Flipper Talks, a family law podcast. We are Flipper, the Family Law Practitioners Association of Queensland. Family law is a wonderfully rewarding career, but is not without its challenges. Join us as we explore the issues that impact on the practice and well-being of family law practitioners. We hope our episodes will not only inform and inspire you, but encourage you to reach your potential. Enjoy this episode.
Good morning and welcome to the Family Law Retreat for 2025. I have a guest on the Flipper Talks podcast today and he is going to introduce himself. What is your name and what is your role?
Well, good morning, Emily. My name is Jack Shaw and I work for Lewis and Trovis Family Lawyers and I'm the early career board member.
Amazing. And how long have you been at Lewis and Trovis for?
Since February this year.
How are you finding that?
Love it.
Great. So, is this your first retreat?
No, it's my second.
Okay, and are you liking the retreat so far?
I love the retreat, absolutely.
Okay, what's your highlight?
Oh, I don't have a highlight so far. I mean, it's the morning of day one, but the thing that I'm really looking forward to is Judge Firth and Judge Jacobs' presentation at 10:30 this morning.
Well, wonderful. So if you had to describe the retreat in one word, what would it be?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Yeah. And another word? Give me three words, like rapid fire.
Oh, okay. Fabulous, fun, and frantic.
FFF. The three Fs, love. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Hello, this is Vice President of Flipper, Lisa Foley here, with leading family law barrister and one of my best friends, Rob Gordon. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Okay, let's get started. What are you most looking forward to about this year's retreat?
I'm looking forward to getting an insight from experienced practitioners about their experiences in family law and how best to deal with difficult situations. I just went to a very insightful speech by Justice Bowman, whereby he gave examples of ethical issues and or difficult clients and how he would approach it in that situation.
Great answer. Second question, apart from me, who do you most look up to in the profession and who has been one of your biggest mentors?
There are a number of people I look up to in the profession. I suppose I should go back to where it all started. When I was at uni, I started working for Justice May in the family court back in 2001, and then ultimately her husband, Judge Brabazon, in the district court. Both Justice May and Judge Brabazon have played a very big part in my legal journey, and I've always sought advice from them and looked up to them.
And final question, just to keep it fun, who are your top three dinner guests?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I would say Michael Jordan. I'd love to have Michael Jordan for dinner. Maybe Mike Tyson, I think, would also be an interesting guest. And then for laughs, I think Donald Trump would be someone who would really stir up the dinner.
Okay, over and out.
Well, with me here, I've got Sophie Norman from Phillips Family Law. How are you going, Sophie?
Hi, Jack. I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
No worries. Well, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Hit me.
What made you decide to come along to the Flipper Retreat this year?
Well, it's a not to miss weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it true. It'd be rude not to come. So, I know the retreat has only just started, but what is your highlight or what are you looking forward to?
My highlight so far, I think, has just been connecting with colleagues. It's always lovely to see them outside a work environment, and also the location. I mean, it's great. Got out for a morning walk this morning before hitting the first session, so it's been good so far.
Interesting. Well, that was going to be my next question, as to whether this was like a little bit of a holiday or a working holiday.
Definitely working holiday. Okay. It's nice to have a change of scenery, but work is on the mind.
I guess you have to say that just because we don't know who's going to be listening to this. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Hello, Flipper Talks. It's Fraser Bax, partner from the firm Hopgood Ganham Lawyers. I'm here with one of the great valuation men of Brisbane and Australia, maybe, Joe Box. Joe, a few questions for you. What's been the highlight of the retreat for you so far?
Oh, thanks, Fraser, for that introduction. The highlight of the retreat, I just love catching up with people, getting to see people and see what's going on. I tell you, I go to a few accounting conferences and the accountants just don't talk to each other, where you family law lawyers are much more fun, can I tell you? But I guess you probably don't need to be told that.
Now, Joe, you've given me some questions that you might want to answer. I'm going to go off script and ask you completely different ones. If this retreat were a reality TV show, what would it be called?
Oh, well, it'd have to be... Oh, God, that's a tough one. Forbidden Lawyer.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. Now, Joe, let me get another question here. What do you enjoy most about these gatherings and, you know, meeting up with family lawyers and people that are in the family law sphere?
Well, you always got interesting stories to tell, and there's always something going on that I guess is outside the norm. But really, it's I think it's a collegial group that just likes getting together and having a bit of fun, a couple of drinks, a bit of learning. And the reality is, I think the group's pretty supportive of each other and just like getting together and enjoy each other's company. And quite frankly, I mean, that's a great way to spend a weekend.
Very much agree. Now, last question. What keeps you passionate about your work?
Oh, what can I say? What's not to love about accounting, right? You know, every day, count the numbers. The biggest challenge that I would have, I guess, in terms of my work is that I was a solid C-plus English student and half my job is writing reports. So I just try to concentrate on the numbers, make sure the things add up. But, you know, the writing is the tough work.
That's great. Well, Joe, thanks a lot for that. I'll see you at the retreat dinner tonight. Word of advice, stay away from Emily Owensworth. She's an absolute monster on the dance floor. If she locks eyes with you, just get out of there as quick as you can. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers. Thanks, Fraser.
We are lucky enough to have two people joining our podcast right now. Can you both tell me your name and where you practice?
I'm Bridget and I practice at Mills Oakley in family law.
I'm Tully. I also practice at Mills Oakley in family law.
Wonderful. Have you guys reconnected with anyone here you haven't seen in a while?
Yourself, actually, Emily.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, since you've been on mat leave, so lovely to see you again.
Thank you, you too. What about you, Tully?
Look, about the same. We're still in the plenary stage, so I've ran into about two people, but it's been an absolute delight, Emily.
Yes, lovely. What do you guys enjoy most about the Family Law Retreat?
I think just getting everybody together, particularly for the more junior lawyers who are still relatively new to the profession. There's some really great sessions that are really educational when you're still early in your career, and just meeting other junior lawyers as well and everything.
Tully?
It's a beautiful networking event, and we have the opportunity to bring like all the new baby grads and stuff this year. So it's their first time at Flipper, so it's all really exciting, and I think you do learn a lot and you meet a lot of nice people.
So. Thanks for your time, ladies, and enjoy the rest of the retreat.
No worries, you too.
You too.
All right, hello, my name is Alex Burke. I'm a lawyer at Lander & Rogers and I'm here with Matthew Pollock. Matt, tell the listeners about yourself.
Hi, I'm Matt Pollock. I'm a barrister. I'm here to answer some questions that Alex has for me.
Great, okay. What has been the most rewarding part of your work this year?
Getting to meet some interesting characters, and you can interpret that how you want.
Okay. What's the biggest misconception about what family lawyers do?
We never use the word custody.
What's one surprising or fun fact your colleagues might not know about you?
I'm an incredible golfer.
I hear you're also a twin, Matthew.
I am.
I don't think you're a very good golfer.
I am an identical twin, though.
All right, last question, Matt. What keeps you passionate about this work?
Working with some fascinating people, meeting some fascinating people, getting to work on different matters every day.
Very good. Thank you, Matt.
I'm here with a very special guest all the way from Sydney. Bree, how are you today?
Great, thank you, Emily.
That's good. So this is Bree Staines. Where do you work, Bree?
I work with InfoTrack.
Okay, and what brought you down to the retreat this year?
So InfoTrack are developing some family law products. So we're here to talk to people about our new products and also see what technology family lawyers want and see if we can build it for them.
Wonderful. So is this your first Flipper retreat?
It is, yes.
And how are you finding it so far?
I love it. Any Queensland retreat is a great retreat and and everyone here is really friendly. It's a really good vibe.
Okay. What do you enjoy most about events like this?
Probably just having conversations with people you wouldn't normally have a conversation with, but without the formality of a networking event. So just getting to know new people in a really relaxed fashion, and that kind of turns into more organic, real relationships after the retreat.
I would agree with that. Well done. If you could instantly master a non-legal skill, what would it be?
Probably understanding technology better so I can do my job a bit better.
Stunning. Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Emily. It was great.
Talk soon.
Hi, I'm Amy Honan from the Flipper Board and I'm joined by Kieran McCarthy. Hi, Kieran. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Got a few questions for you. So first one, if you had to invite three family lawyers, judges, barristers to dinner, who would they be?
Tom Kirk, Paul Doolin and James Norton.
And what's the most lawyer thing that you've done at the retreat so far?
Well, I can't think I've done any lawyerly things other than sort of call judges judge. But, I suppose I've taken in a lot of what the wisdom is and listened sort of politely and courteously. So, and courtesy seems to be the theme of this conference, I think. So let's say that's congruent with that that theme.
What's one legal skill you wish you could instantly master?
One legal skill that you could instantly master. Look, I think off the cuff advocacy would be one thing. I go all right for a solicitor when I'm reasonably prepared. I admire the great cross examiners at the bar and the people that sort of are so across their brief that it comes as second nature, and they can be very off the cuff. And the best people I've seen at that over the years have been, you know, Tom Kirk, if you want sort of senior people. Ted Jordan's very good at it. I probably don't want to single out too many. James Linklater Steele. I mean, they're the ones that come to mind. Michael Alexander. Beck Horsley. She's great at it too. So, look, I'll say that this list is not exhaustive.
And to finish up with the last question for today, if you had to sum up this retreat for 2025 in one word, what would it be?
I would say thought-provoking.
Thanks, Kieran, and thanks, listeners, for joining us.
Hi, Dean Strati of Pilot Partners. Thanks for joining us on the pod.
Hi, Sophie. It's great to be here.
What's brought you to the retreat this year?
We've come down to network with our family law colleagues and catch up, put faces to names and see what everyone's up to for the year. And also it's great to get some CPD hours in and to listen to some really interesting presentations.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. What's the most rewarding part of your job, would you say?
The most rewarding part is often just I like dealing with the challenges and resolving disputes to really complex financial situations.
Oh, nice. Have you ever seen anyone hide money in an interesting way?
Yes, often is the case. The most interesting, I would say, would have been forward exchange rate contracts for foreign currency gains and losses. And that was quite an interesting fraud matter where it actually involved a number of listed entities, including some overseas corporations.
Wow, interesting for sure. And last question, what are you most looking forward to about this weekend?
This weekend, honestly, going home and spending some quality time with my kids.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Dean. We'll let you get back to it.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Beck Horsley. I'm here today with James Linklater Steele, who needs no introduction. I'm tuning in for Flip of Vox Pop. James, I hear you've got the honour of having been in the longest ever running trial in the Brisbane Registry for Family Law. How long was it?
52 days.
How long were you on your feet cross-examining for?
Luckily, I followed on after Judge Forrest, so I didn't get to say much at all, really.
And how triggering is that memory for you that I've raised it?
I've still got the stuff. I keep it in one of my little files and look at it occasionally from time to time, yeah.
And is it your highlight, lowlight? What was it?
It was probably the hardest thing I've ever done. It was a highlight because particularly a judge made a decision on some evidence to protect a child, and as a result of that, in my view, made a very courageous decision and saved a little girl from serious sexual abuse. So it is one of the things that I remember pretty importantly, I suppose.
Vividly. Yes. Good on you. Now, we're meant to be asking each other questions, so what have you got for me?
Okay. What's the worst outfit you've ever seen a client come along to court in, or him in? And if you can beat mine, I'll give you a bottle of champagne.
This one's a really easy question. I remember being on level one of the courts, and I was waiting for my client, and he was running late. It was when I was a solicitor, not a barrister. And he came up in the lifts. It was 9:25, I think, for a 9:30 appearance in one of the busy duty lists. And the elevator doors opened, and he held out his arms as the elevator door opened, and he said, "Have a look at this!" And, like, pointed at his legs and his shoulders, and he was wearing a completely white suit that he'd gone and bought at Vinnie's the day before because I'd told him to try and wear a suit to court. He loved it. And that's the worst one I've ever seen.
I think that beats mine. That's far and away beats mine. I had a man coming along in a dressing gown, complete with the fuzzy rope thing, and we sort of found out that he only just had the pair of one of those smallest DTs I'd ever seen in my life underneath, and I made my solicitor go and sit next to him for the entire trial, and she's hated me ever since. That's the worst one I've had.
So, in any event, I no longer tell clients to wear suits to court. I just say dress as though you're going to a dinner where you want to impress someone. What else have I got for you, James? I've got length of time on your feet cross-examining a single witness. How long's the longest?
In one session, you mean days at a time, I've done 12 days.
Wow. And how long's the shortest you've ever cross-examined a witness?
Zero, when I say no.
Doesn't count.
30 seconds, I think, where I asked them, I think, what their real name was.
Because they were under a fake name in their affidavit?
They had an AKA, so they gave this fake name, and the judge had worked it out by that stage, so that's all we needed to ask.
There you go. What about the most memorable solicitor you've had instruct you and why? You don't have to name names.
Most memorable, that's difficult. People are sort of sticking in your memory for a variety of reasons, I suppose. I suppose in the early part of your career, when you are younger, often than clients that you deal with, I was always impressed by people who were very brave. It always impresses me, people who are prepared to tell an older person that effectively their view of the universe is, you know, wrong or misguided. So I'm always impressed by people like that. So a few conversations stick in my mind, I suppose, over the years about those types of people. But generally just funny people who, you know, you're dealing with something really serious and then all of a sudden, you know, they'll say to you, "Do you know that, you know, lady on the other side's wearing leg warmers?" You know, or something that just, I don't know, just makes it all, you know, easier. So they're the people that I like the best, I suppose.
I remember being a brave solicitor myself, all of 21 years old, and it was seeing the first client I got to see by myself, and it was an 82-year-old man who was giving me instructions to do his will. And I remember waking up on the morning of the appointment, and I was so excited about it. I went to the mirror, and I had a pimple on my face. And I was terrified going in thinking I look like I'm about 12 and I'm going to give this guy some advice about how to divide his estate. Anyway, thanks for listening to Vox Pop. We're all done.
Thank you.
Our next interview is with Kirsty Day, Managing Director of Day Family Law, and her cousin and the best-selling author, Trent Dalton.
Trent, cousin Trent, Kirsty Day. Okay. First question, and it's not who's your favourite cousin. No, really. If you had to pick a favourite book, we don't want to pick a favourite book. We don't want to pick a favourite child, but which is the favourite?
Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck. That book was incredibly moving to me. It hit me at about, I was 20 when I read it, about to start journalism. The last page of that book is an act of kindness and generosity that is shown by one of the characters that literally changed my life and kind of showed me, I won't spoil what happens on the very last page, the last two pages of that book, but there's things in it that workers like yourself in family law would really understand. And it's everything that I'm about as an adult.
Well done, keeping it contained. next question. We know the answer to favourite footy team. Favourite drink?
Pasito. Pasito. Yeah. But it's all through Boy Swallows universe. Yeah, the kid... It's my favourite. It's not. I don't drink it today, but it's my favourite because it meant the world to me when I was a kid. When you're growing up in like Brackenridge Housing Commission in the summer, and just something as simple as a can of Pasito in the summer can be revelatory, you know, like magical. So it sort of always stood, and I always throw Pasito cans, like, and I actually throw all of the whole Kirk's range of soft drinks into my books. So, yeah, I've got to say Pasito or any of the Kirk's range. Yeah.
One last question. I think I've asked a few. Favourite game that we played under the house of our grandparents?
Oh, do you remember that?
I do.
Do you remember that? Yeah, at Auntie Monica's too. Do you remember that? Like, yes. We'd have the Christmas. Oh,
are you gonna tell everyone the game?
Tell me the game. Yeah.
Well, there was several
What was
games.
That game? Do you remember the one there was like some sort of ball game where you'd turn it upside down? What was that thing called? And then there was like a ping pong type thing.
There was a ping pong thing. There was.
Tell me the game that you were. Yeah.
Oh, and I remember Shira. I remember running around. Do you remember that? With Erin and my sister. There were lots of games, so it wasn't always. It wasn't always awful.
It was unbelievably beautiful, you know, and that's the thing. It's always great to remember, and, you know, I'm so... The great love that came from my aunts and uncles and from you and your beautiful sister and, you know, all of our beautiful cousins, like, it was such a... Those memories are just so treasured. And I, you know, and I look at you and I just go, oh, man, like... It's incredible to see where you have gone, and everything you've done is just inspiring to my daughters, and it's incredible to see what you've done with your career and what you're doing in family law. And I know, like, you've actually helped people in my family, you know, and it's just so flipping beautiful for me to think that what you were giving back to families that might be going through things that my family touched on, you know, and it's like incredible full circle thing. And then to come to Flipper and to see what the whole gang does. Oh, I mean, this whole Flipper, you know, community is just this incredible place that's kind of, I've had a taste of and seen the passion of, you know, the whole legal fraternity, and honestly how much people believe in it and how moved they are by the work, as hard as it can be sometimes.
Look, we could talk for hours, Trent, but I just want to say I'm so proud of you. let's do it. Let's not do it on the podcast, but I'm so proud of you. We're all so proud of you. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for coming along.
Love you, Kaz. Thank you. You're amazing.
And that's a wrap for the Flipper Retreat Vox Pop for 2025.
We hope you enjoy the sessions, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Flipper Talks, a family law podcast. We hope you enjoyed the podcast today. We confirm that the information we discussed today was just that, information for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not specific advice. If something discussed has you considering whether you should take steps, it is important to make sure you get professional advice about your unique situation before you proceed, whether that be legal, financial, accounting, medical, or other advice. Please reach out to Flipper if there's another topic you'd like explored, and if you know someone who might benefit from the show, remember to tell them about it. Thank you for listening.